So, tell us about FCA. How you guys been? Kind of a strange year past, but are things coming back to normal a little bit?
You know what the enemy meant for harm, God has turned into amazing ministry. You know, we never knew this tool of Zoom could connect us with so many people who couldn't get to a meeting. And we have a very creative staff with Eric and Jamie and Stephen who, you know, we're engaged in more deep discipleship through kids that and coaches that are hungry and want to grow and want to reach their campus. And so we've always had 100, you know, probably on a weekly basis, there's about 1,500 kids involved in FCA, about 50 coaches in Montgomery, and 70,000 statewide. So what happened when it shut down is that out of those kids that were coming to those huddles, the ones that were serious would come on our Zoom calls, Zoom Bible studies, and now that we're coming out of it, man, those leaders are empowered to lead and reach their peers. And then it's also allowed me as state director to get a peek into area offices that, you know, I would normally have to drive 3 hours to see. And so, you know, we got punched in the mouth, but we came out fighting, and the Lord's winning his battles. And so, you know, to say it wasn't hard would be an understatement. But you know, immediately we had a challenge because we canceled our breakfast. Which put us about 40,000 behind. We canceled golf tournaments and smaller fundraisers. Statewide, I estimate over like $1.2 million in event revenue. But by the grace and mercy of God, we are positioned and strong right now because God's people have risen up and said, we're not going to let the devil win because we haven't had a banquet. And, you know, we had 1,800 gathered for the message from the mound at Riverwalk. And that was still with the mask order. That was still with the coaches being under a lot of pressure and anxiety and having to get kids on buses. And man, God really moved that night in a mighty way. And so, you know, the adversity has produced a lot of great opportunity. But there's also been a lot of suffering. We have to be real. Eric press into our coaches and the board slap out.
We lost two coaches over the past year.
Who died, you mean? Yeah. Wow.
Why did I don't know? Just, you know, because they were on quarantine and they let them back to school last fall. Around, you know, kind of late October, early November. We lost our first principal in high school. The following week in December, one of my girls' basketball coach that we, you know, passed out with, you know, the complications of the virus and, you know, that might be able to that girls' basketball practice. So assistant coaches rushed in. Things like, so now it's just, it's, you know, with guys using it, opened up a lot of things to minister to assistant coaches who've been on the fence lately.
Let me interrupt for 1 second. Alan, Heather, we're in the conference room. This is John and Eric. And not sure, can you hear us? Can you hear the conversation here? We've got a mic that normally works, but a little bit different setup today. Can you hear us talking?
It's sometimes it's a little bit soft.
Okay. You'll kind of direct your conversation toward this thing. This is a mic anyway, so you can even move down if you want. But okay, yeah. All right. Okay, Derek is up close and John here. Anyway, go ahead.
Just talking about the Pad Zero ministry, and we're mentioning what our coaches were going through, local area coaches, and it was just some of the tragedies from COVID, and we ended up losing. I was telling Bubba that we lost one of Lee's basketball coaches in December. Here's the story. I just saw the coach the week prior, and just went by there to give him a visit. How you doing? Because I knew he was getting over COVID, and so the following week, you know, we got a phone call that, hey, Coach Klepp's at practice, and so I said, well, I'm thinking, well, he's gonna be all right. He's gonna eventually jump back up and be, you know. But it's like, no, he's headed to the hospital. He's on a, you know, he's not looking good. And so I was like, man, that just doesn't sound right. I just saw him last week. Just talked to him.
Yeah.
Went by and took him a devotional. And so got the whole story. And he basically passed out. You know, assistant coaches run in. The girls are hysterical because he's at girls' basketball practice. And they're all over the place, and so they're trying to save his life, and you know, and then an ambulance comes and, you know, loads him up, and he doesn't make it to the hospital. So it was just stories like that. Thanksgiving week, we lost Lee's assistant principal, passed away from COVID, and so it's kind of like a domino, just back to back. And then my league girls basketball, he passed. So they did a memorial at the school, and the FCA was able to kind of encourage the kids and the parents, and kind of have a little, you know, devotion out there with everyone who showed up. And then that night we found out, hey, one of the assistant football coaches, and he's on the ventilator right now.
Wow.
So just kind of you didn't have time to really mourn the loss of, you know, the previous coaches, because there's another coach who's fighting for his life. And we get over to January, and it's picking up again, it's peaking again. And we had a couple of coaches catch it at various times in January. And then three of them happened to die the same day. And so, you know, the phone just kept ringing. And, hey, Eric, we got bad news, and the phone ring again. Hey, Eric, it's Coach such and such over at such high school. Hey, Eric, it's Coach such and such at Park Crossing. So it was kind of a blur there in January of just trying to, you know, be there for coaching staffs and encourage them. You know, I guess kind of the fog of war in a sense of
yeah.
Wow. So a lot of the coaches, so in Montgomery, the coaching network in Montgomery is pretty small, so everybody kind of knows everybody. And so one of them goes down, it ripples through every other high school. And so, but it definitely created some opportunities for the gospel to be shared, and for folks who are definitely, I think the Lord's kind of given you those layup conversations to share your faith when, you know, your buddy just lost his life last night, and so I think that's been the blessing of it, is to have those deep spiritual conversations.
Yeah. So you were out and about in the schools quite a bit.
Yeah. We didn't miss a beat as far as you know fall semester. I mean, practice was going on, football practice. We still had volleyball. Fall sports was still happening. So, we were there attending, hanging out. So,
yeah. Is it looking somewhat more normal for you?
Yeah, things are opening up. Like we said, the message with the mound, we were excited. You know, that was March 10th. Yeah. Coaches were ready to get out and get their kids in a positive atmosphere, and Darryl Strongberry shared a very powerful message, and then he came to Christ. But, you know, the ongoing daily support that our staff, Eric and Jamie and Stephen are able to give these coaches. I mean, when you talk about a 35-year-old football coach at Park Crossing passing from COVID, the first people they call are Eric and our staff to come in there and minister to the kids. And it's really humbling to see that FCA is positioned in the public schools to take the gospel in there. And that's because of the daily relational care that our team gives them. It isn't because they think, where's FCA? It's FCA is always there for the ministry presence, always there feeding these teams like y'all do for Carver. Young Meadows is feeding JD. First Baptist is feeding Lanier. And so that network where we're serving on a daily basis and it's just opening and keeping the door for God's word to go in. And you know that Eric and Stephen and James are very talented in their zeal for the gospel. And those relationships are paying great dividends, but we could not do it without y'all and your support.
I mean, that's the amazing thing. You have the credibility. The kids trust you already.
Not the kids, not only the kids, but it's the coaches and administrators.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Your principles. And, yeah. So we try to build the relationships from the front office out. So that's been helpful. All the principals are really looking for, you know, help as well.
Yeah.
At their school. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Eric, share with them a little bit about our team basketball camps.
Yeah.
What we got going on there.
Yeah, so every summer, you know, FCA summer camp is kind of the big part of the ministry. It's getting the kids out of the local environment they're in and take them up to the woods and take them up to the mountains and using the camp environment to minister the gospel to them. And so we got five teams going this summer, to Knoxville, to a small Baptist college to be a part of a 3-day team camp. So they'll be working on their basketball skills.
Other FCA folks coming from other places.
Yeah, so we got our Tennessee staff be partnering with them. And we're going to send our kids to that camp. And so they get a chance to hear the gospel and also work on their craft and get poured into by a college basketball player that's walked with the Lord and get challenged on their faith. Come to know the Lord if they have it. They know the Lord, come help them grow. And so that'll be happening in about 2 weeks. First week of June. So.
And I see you've got a coaches camp just about a week and a half out.
Yep. You got a coaches camp, Blue Lake, coaches and family camp, spouses camp, which is going to help encourage the marriages and strengthen the coaches' wives because that's kind of been a big part of the ministry. That we're targeting not just the coach, but the coach's wife.
Sure.
She kind of gets especially football coaches in the fall, she gets the lion's share of the weight at home because the coach is gone all day and all night. So it kind of builds that community for the spouse's wife. So.
Yeah. How many folks, you know, how many you got coming to that?
Oh gosh.
Well, the Blue Lake camp we got, 16 families coming. And so, and then we got 22 couples simultaneously. They'll be at our East Alabama coaches marriage retreat. And then 2 weeks later, we have Winning at Home, which is the same marriage retreat for coaches and their spouse. And we got 44 couples coming to it. It's our biggest one.
Wow.
And so by reaching the coach and the spouse, we call it the mission-driven coach, that if you're called a coach, you're not coaching for a living, you're coaching for a ministry. It's your God-given calling. And we found that as we minister to the spouses, whether that's male or female, because coaches spend a lot of hours out away from home, but if it's a mission-driven coach, they feel called to coach by God to reach and save that next generation of leaders. And we feel like FCA's opportunity is to go in there and strengthen those marriages and give them the tools. It's like Billy Gresham will be at the one I'm actually teaching in three sessions on the mission-driven coach at the one in East Alabama next week. And so we got Billy Grisham going and some other couples from Montgomery going. We got a bunch going down to Blue Lake. It's, you bring your kids to that one. It's a family camp. And so by ministering the whole family, that spouse gets behind that coach and sees, just think about every week, every coach is impacting up to 125 athletes every week. So what a congregation he's got instantly. His influence is impacting those kids. And so when FCA comes alongside and makes that a gospel-driven impact, we can reach the next generation. And that's what Eric does so well in discipling these coaches.
I can just imagine that in addition to what you're describing is sort of going forward, and it's, you know, somewhat like what you normally do, but having all these coaches after this past year come in, it's going to hit.
Yeah.
I have to think it's a time of healing for them.
Yeah, definitely. It's,
do you interact with Steve Savarsi and the Alabama Athletic Association very much?
Yes, Steve is,
been a tremendous. I hate to see him retire because he's a great Christian witness.
Yeah, we do. He gives us access. Every FCA staff, all 70 of us across the state, we get a coach's card, which gets us into every athletic event free. And then like these marriage retreats, they advertise it. They actually donate money to us to do a coach's lunch, and we average 600 coming to it in July as part of the coach's summer conference. They let us have an hour and a half to feed all the coaches there and present the gospel. They are one of our biggest supporters. Then at all the championship events, they allow us to have a hospitality room for coaches. And our staff come in and do the pregame devotions during the championships. We've got staff in town today, and we got staff in Oxford at the softball championships, and they'll be able to go to each team and do devotions and present the gospel to them there right in the midst of the chance. He's been a tremendous supporter of what we did.
I know he is.
Yeah.
I'm a consultant.
Yes, sir.
Ma'am, and I know Steve very well. Who's going to succeed him? You know,
we're waiting to hear. We're waiting to hear. We don't know, but a lot of good candidates.
Well, he's certainly a fine Christian.
Oh, yes, no doubt.
You mentioned that you didn't get to do the bank, breakfast and other fundraisers. What's the financial picture looking like for it?
It was very, very tough, very tough year. And, but then we began to get miracle gifts through our board and through churches and through y'all. And we're back on track, as if we'd had the bank. And I'm a firm believer, being very honest, when we're doing good and praising God for it, and I scream really loud when we need help. And why do I do that? Not for our salaries, but because the gospel is worthy and the impact of what we're doing is worthy. And so praise God. It's just, we can't put a finger on it, but God has just put it on people's heart to help us. And when we share the needs, folks have been just very generous to help us through the tough times. And we just give God glory for that, because Trinity Church has been behind us from the start. This will be my 39th year of ministry.
Wow.
Eric's 18th year of ministry. And, you know, it all really began with Trinity Church and y'all getting behind us and supporting us through the years. And all 39 of my years, y'all have been very faithful. Not only supporting us as a church, but your members serving on the board and giving extravagantly to the Lord. And I want you to think about this. We're not only the Montgomery office or the Central Alabama office, and we're the state office. And when we began 39 years ago, there was really nothing around the state. And now there's 70 staff around the state ministering the gospel in 700 campuses. And that's all been birthed out of Montgomery. I see Alan there, Jack Noble, one of my founding board members, a man that always was there for me, you know, just like a spiritual father for me through many years and hosting our office. And his leadership was certainly just, you know, inspirational in getting us to grow around the state. And so we thank you so much for that. We do have a challenge with camp. We got these five teams going, and we've been blessed to have a couple of churches pay for the one bus and scholarships, and trying to get some other churches to pay for the other bus today. $3,200 a bus. And by the kids all going together, these teams that are rival teams during the week and during the season, by putting them all in the same bus and taking them up there with the gospel in charge, they come back friends in Christ, and they want to beat each other's eyes out on the court. But they become, you know, teammates in Christ through that. And so I remember last year, this is a quick story, Eric, the coach, we're not riding on the bus with each other. They're our rival. We're not doing it. Eric just kind of put his foot down and said, listen, if you guys can't come together and go to FCA camp together and love one another on the bus going to hear the gospel, and then we just don't even need to go. So they go and tell them, Eric, what happened.
We had a great time. I mean, a couple of kids made decisions, first time decision for Christ. And, I mean, it was a fun experience for them to go up together and come back as, you know, brothers, yeah, a little closer. And so, you know, so Lord used it. The Lord worked in that.
that's funny. Yeah. And you're looking for a new place for office space?
Yeah, we're over in Interstate Park. And when that, when Brother Jack sold his building, we had been free office space for 20 something years. Yeah. And so, they're under new ownership from, some not so kingdom minded people from Florida. And so we're hoping to, land some space where we can, have more of a ministry atmosphere where we're at, and, not have to pay rent, but we're just praying for a miracle there. Use God's resources in a way. And so we're just praying for that. We've also learned that Zoom and other things, we don't have to have as much office space as we used to have, but we don't want to move until we know where we're going to.
Sure.
No, we're on a month-to-month situation right
now. Where is this located in?
Interstate Park.
You're going up Perry Hill Road, you cross over 85, and it's up. Old kind of big area there in the trees.
Right.
Yeah. Questions? Anybody out there in Zoom land?
You have all the high schools, somebody working with all the high school fields?
Yes, sir, we do.
Jeff Davis.
Yes, sir. So, FCA has evolved, and we created the character coach position. So we've, you know, FCA has been known for volunteers over the years. And so local youth pastors and pastors that have kind of, you know, been our, you know, arms to campuses we couldn't get to. So so Young Meadows with Adam Coppett is kind of adopted.
Jeff
basically adopted Jeff Davis and been serving there and ministering there to the kids and the coaches, and it's just Young Meadows has fed the team during the season, not just football season, but they followed all the athletic seasons and hung out with each squad, and so that's kind of been, and we're using that model around the city, you know, with other campuses that, you know, need that one-on-one attention that probably, you know, a lot of my kids at my urban schools never had a youth pastor. So it's just, you know, this is new to them, and it's a great opportunity to shepherd some kids, shepherd some hearts that, you know, a lot of them that aren't churched at all. So, yeah.
It's the power of multiplication is, people, we don't just let any church that's not going to preach sound doctrine. They got to agree to do it under the umbrella of the FCA and, you know, through our guidance. Adam's just been amazing. and you know, like Eric said, it's gone on all season. throughout baseball. I mean, it's been very interesting to me.
All right. Anything else we ought to be praying for you guys? Your personal strength and mental health and spiritual health, yes. I think, would be core to all this. That kind of goes unstated
always
many times, but need to be recognized there. But anything else?
I think a real critical time will be who takes Steve Savarese's place. We pray for God's favor.
I do too.
The access we have is amazing, and it was passed on from Bubba Scott on down the line to him. And so, in fact, my interview to come on staff with FCA was in the Alabama High School Athletic Association board room in office, and Bubba Scott led that charge. And so, when our roots are
Bubba deep, too,
yeah. Right? So
he was on the board of St. James at one time when I was on the board.
Yeah. So that's a huge prayer request, and we're always looking for labor. We're trying to increase our staffing presence around the state and here in Montgomery. And, those would be two big requests.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, let's go to prayer. And Alan, could I ask you to start us with prayer and other three and your lead, and we'll close it out with one.
Dear Father, we just come before you and just ask that you would give special grace to these men and women that are ministering to these athletes in high school. We just pray, Father, that they would continue to have the access that they've had, and that access would be even expanded further, Father. Father, we just pray that you would, that through all these trials that have come on this land, they would actually strengthen their ministry, that they would be seen as in the midst of a flowing stream of disappointment and despair, that Father, that they would, their leadership would be evident in all of that, that would draw these young men and women to them and ultimately to you. And we just pray that as they go forward, that they would be able to find office space that they can use and a medical college. We pray, Father, that would be the prayer that they've had for a while now. Father, I just thank you for their commitment to the athletes and these schools. Continue to pray just specifically for their own growth, their own spiritual lives, that you would strengthen them, bless them. Bless this in Christ's name.
Lord, I do just thank you for these men here that have been so faithful for so many years to be involved with FCA. Lord, I thank you for Trinity stepping up years ago, for Jack Noble, and I remember Joe Phelps, Mike Coleman, just the many people over the years, even right now, Lewis and Will Chapman, I think, and Helen World, and Buddy McClinton, and several others right here, so involved just years ago with the Blue Gray and all the different things that have gone before, and I just thank you for that. Starting in and the leadership that's going on now, we do ask for a Christian replacement for the new state director of athletics, Lord, that you would come along and encourage FCA to continue to be into the church. Lord, and I pray just strictly for Montgomery, which I know more about, as you reach into the high schools here with Jeff Davis, Leah, Linnea, Park Crossing, Lord, and even into the private schools, Lord, what a ministry this is. You can reach people where they are in their interest, Lord, having these coaches that are able to grow, go to camp, be able to minister to the young people. So, What a tremendous ministry, Lord, and I just thank you for blessing it during this difficult year, taking care of the finances. Lord, we lift up the future finances that are needed so that we can have more people into the school, Lord, that are sharing the gospel, that are bringing these young people to Christ. So we just praise you and thank you for these men and this ministry at this time, and I pray this in Christ's name.
Now, my Father, we give thanks for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the leadership, the teaching of discipline, the commitment to helping young people. We give thanks for that perseverance and dedication to set the example for young people. And athletics gives an opportunity to teach discipline and the importance of character in life to young people. It's a tremendous influence. And I pray for the Alabama High School Athletic Association for the correct person that succeeds Steve Savarsi in that, and give thanks for his Christian leadership over the many, many years. I pray that you'll be with FCA and bless them in their future commitment. In Christ's name.
Father, I just lift up these summer camps that are coming up, and the basketball camp in Knoxville, and this partnership with the Tennessee staff, Lord. And I just ask that you would raise up the funds that are needed for these buses to carry these young people there. And I just pray that you will move in their lives, and that there might be many of these young people who come to know you as Lord and Savior, and who make a commitment of their lives to you for the first time, and that this just will be a beginning of the beginning of a new chapter in their lives. I pray for the coaches camp, Lord, at Blue Lake, and pray that you will thank you for that, that we have, that 44 couples are going to attend this. And we pray that you would, provide every need that they have as they prepare for this, Lord, and that you would strengthen these marriages, and that, these coaches would see themselves as mission driven coaches, and, that, as their wives, understand this ministry even better, that they would be supportive and encouraging, and so we thank you for that event that will take place this summer. And Lord, we thank you for the 39 for years of FCA, and for your faithfulness. And Lord, I just thank you in particular for the influence that FCA has had on my own children's lives, and the blessing that FCA has been to our family. And Father, we just continue to ask that you would bless these 70 FCA coaches across Alabama, and just equip them, prepare them, that they will be able to minister in your name to the young women, men and women that you put in their path. And I just pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I agree with these prayers. We are grateful to you, the Almighty Sovereign God, for your grace and mercy, for your blessings. I thank you for John and Eric and the other FCA staff here locally, and those who come alongside them. I thank you for their commitment to serve you in this way. And they've certainly been on the front lines in this past year. And with schools, administration, and coaches, and athletes. And I thank you for the credibility that's been hard earned and hard won. And yet it's been, you've opened the doors. You've enabled this to happen. And I thank you for their commitment. And I pray for them physically and mentally and spiritually, that you would continue to sustain them. Encourage them, keep their eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, and that they would continue to serve you, continue to see your hand at work through their efforts. I do pray for the financial needs as they continue going forward. Thank you so much for what you've provided, even during this past year in different ways, and yet you've sustained this ministry. I pray for going forward that you would continue to provide in that way. And I pray for the office spaces that are needed, that you would provide those, and that would just continue to be something that makes a good location for them, an affordable or even free location for them. You provided that for so many years in the past. And so we pray that you would provide that in the near future as they go month to month looking for something that would be better suited for them. Mm-hmm. So Lord, we thank you again. We thank you for this technology that we've learned to use even more this year. And just how you stretched our horizons in a sense and enabled us to reach others. We pray that in that and many other ways, we would be faithful stewards of all of your blessings. We ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen. Yeah.